been disinfected from head to toe. The show begins now.
What's up, everyone? How you guys and gals doing? It's Thirsty Thursday, baby. You got yourself a little beer or margarita, whatever you want to get over there. We got China Doll in here. We're going to discuss women who fall in love with death row inmates, you crazy bipolar people. What is going on with you, man? It's not like they got any money. If they had any money, they'd be on death row. They wouldn't be on it anyway. What's up, China?
No, Finn, you're weird.
What do you mean I'm weird?
I thought we were talking about people that fall in love with sex offenders.
Well, that too, you know, but I just didn't want to throw that on the title, you know, because YouTube have a fucking commitment.
YouTube would be like, nah.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that as well. Sex offenders and death row inmates and how stupid women are sometimes. You women don't have the, you know, a lot of brains sometimes. I'm just wondering why.
Sometimes it's desperation, I guess. I don't know. Women just
desperation. You're never in a, it's not like they get conjugal visits or anything like that in death row.
No, it's not. And I highly doubt registered sex offenders get conjugals either.
What is going on with the world today?
Well, it all starts off with pen pals.
Pen pals.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Women that write people in prison.
You know what I should do is I should find like a rich inmate and start writing her and seeing if it works.
If she was rich, she wouldn't be in jail.
Yeah, well, Maxwell is the, you know, Jeffrey Epstein's broad. She's rich. She's still in jail.
You're gonna start writing her.
I should start writing her. Hey, you know, throwing the Hollywood charm at her and shit like that. I'd probably be a millionaire.
I doubt it.
What do you mean you doubt it? I have a way with words.
Uh-huh.
Ye a little fake.
That make it where you sleep in the garage with the bikes.
What do you mean sleep in the garage with the bikes?
That's where you usually end up then.
I end up there on a daily basis, okay?
So it's how not you like got away with words? New. How you got away with words then? I don't get it.
What do you mean you don't get it? I don't try to smooze you.
Nope. I guess the honeymoon's over.
Honeymoon was over the next day. What are you talking about?
Damn.
What do you mean, damn?
Like what? The day after we met?
Yeah, the day after we met, it was done.
That was it? That's all I got?
That was said in the story right there.
That was all I got.
But there was a reason why we picked this topic, because it made us sick.
Yeah, yesterday.
It made us totally sick.
It's nuts. Why?
I don't know, man. Why? I couldn't believe that happened with the freaking... Oh, it was the broad that was having sex on the beach with a freaking child person.
A sex offender, yeah.
A sex offender.
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah.
Unbelievable,
that was just
man.
So wrong.
So what would entice a woman to want to be with somebody like that?
Well, we all know, obviously, the obvious is not money.
Yeah, it's not money right there.
They feel bad for them.
How do you're going to sit there and say that they feel bad for them? They did it out of their own will. They're freaks. They're worthless people. And these women want to feel
because
bad.
Some women are so gullible that they're going to believe that the person that they're writing to is innocent.
Well, let's take death row out of here. Let's talk about the sex offender shit.
I guess.
Well, we'll get to that in a second here. But why would a woman feel bad that a guy is, or is it even a woman, man? Because you're seeing a lot more women in the news now, you know, teachers messing with kids. Why would they feel bad for them?
Why would they feel bad for them? Wrongly accused. They didn't do it.
So they buy into that shit.
They'll buy into whatever that person tells them.
Wouldn't you be scared as a woman to... even be around somebody like that?
You would think, but some people don't care. I know it did. He didn't do it. He just didn't. Y'all are wrong about him. Yeah,
that's what a woman be saying.
Hell yeah, she would if she was that desperate.
So you think it's out of desperation?
She can't find nobody else, So she's going to do pen pals with prison inmates.
Well, I'm talking about let's go on to the street. We'll go into the prison stuff in a minute. You think that they're desperate?
Well, you would hope that the person that you're with would come out and tell you that they're a registered sex offender. There's some women. Right. There's some women that don't know because their date doesn't tell them.
Now, there is this. Steve brought it up. Why didn't we have a bunch of sexed up teachers when we were in school? And you know what? I think it is because of morality back then.
Because the teachers had morals.
There is no morality anymore. They came from a generation where, you know, because what, Generation Z or whatever is in that age group now, in their 20s.
I don't know. I screw up all the generations. I have no idea who's what.
And then you got these millennials. Come on, you got California that says pedophilia is a disease.
Yeah, California's got issues.
It always has.
They need to fall off.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's ever going to crack. And
the earthquake bad enough. California floats out into the ocean.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Callie.
Bye, Felicia.
You won't be missed. Okay, well, here's one of the things that I can tell you that women would probably say. Sex offenders are people, too. Everyone has a dark side.
That's what you think women really believe like that?
Yeah, some. I'm not going to say all women, but
yeah. I'm not saying all women. I'm just saying
there's
some of those that do.
Couple handfuls of people. Yeah, they're going to say that registered sex offenders are people too, and they deserve love.
Don't you think they forfeit the right if they hurt a kid to be called people?
100%. I don't think they deserve the right to have any rights if they hurt a kid.
But you'll have these crazy people out there, say, from the ACLU. Yes, they're human. They don't deserve that treatment.
Oh, definitely.
Well, what the hell happened to the kid they treated like that, that's scarred for life?
They have no proof. And they could have all the proof in the world, and the person will still say, there's no proof. It's all lies. It was fabricated. Ugh.
Yeah, but we found the million pictures of child porn on your computer.
They don't care. Some people are so freaking gung-ho about...
Wouldn't they be worried as a parent? Knowingly, say this dude was convicted of that stuff with a kid, and you're bringing your kids around him.
You would think.
Do you honestly think he's going to stop?
Well, you got to keep in mind, too, some sex offenders aren't supposed to be around kids, so...
But at the same time, I fell in love with him.
I'm so in love.
And I have kids and we want to get married.
Well,
why would you put your kids in that position?
Because they're ignorant. He won't do anything. He did his time.
I don't know, man. I got to get China down with the show, man. She has to get moving.
I am with the show. Shut up, really?
What do you mean, shut up, really?
Really? Really? Okay, because the term sex offender, right? What is the first thing everybody thinks of when they hear sex offender?
I want to shoot you. That's what I think when I hear that. I want to shoot you.
That's not what I'm getting at.
Yeah, but you ask the first thing that comes to mind.
Most people, when they hear the words registered sex offender or sex offender,
I
want to
break your legs.
Think of rape or child molestation or pedophilia, right?
Not me. I want to break their legs.
Okay, there blows this topic.
I want to, you know.
There blows this topic.
I want to cut their head off.
That whole thing out of the water.
I do. I want to kill them.
Okay. Then
I
want to
throw
that.
Some media bullshit at them. Okay, go with your point.
I'm just trying to tell you what some people would think.
Oh, okay.
And you're screwing it up.
How am I screwing it up? That's the first thing that comes to mind.
But you just screwed the whole thing up. You just messed it all up.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, some people that are registered sex offenders or just considered sex offenders are put in jail because of indecent exposure, prostitution, peeping.
Peeping?
Yeah, like peeking in windows.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But they get marked as sex offenders for those things.
Well, shouldn't they?
Well, prostitution? You consider that a sex offender?
No, prostitution's a whole different deal.
But
man,
that's one of the things that they can actually be put in jail for is prostitution, and they can be considered a sex offender.
Get the hell out of here.
Yes.
So some broad over on freaking Cicero Avenue who's bobbing on the knob for her crack supply
can get listed as a sex offender. Yeah.
That's too far.
Well, that's how some states do it.
Yeah, that's too far right there.
Indecent exposure, so that would be like your flasher.
Yeah, he needs to be.
And then peeping, which is the peeping Tom that peeks in windows.
Don't you think he should be on the sex offender list?
Well, because you don't know what else they're doing. So in my opinion, yeah.
What about a flasher?
Yeah, because nobody wants to see his business, especially if he's out like at a park or something.
Now, do you know the one guy who was having sex with the broad yesterday on that news report?
Yeah.
He was already one. Do you think she should be one?
I think she should be put as one now because she was, you know, I mean, come on. They may not have been offending, like physically offending another person, but if you're out in the open having sex and there's kids in the area, they don't need to see that.
No, they don't need to see that.
Do that shit in your own home.
You know what? Unfortunately, the media and a lot of politicians on the left has normalized it to be okay, and it ain't okay.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But I can't believe prostitution's on there.
Yeah, it is.
That's like the world's oldest religion.
Religion.
Well, come on. Job description, if you will, then. And you want to throw somebody on the sex offender list for that?
Mm.
I don't believe that. That sucks.
Some states they do, I guess. I'm just reading what the article says.
So does that mean the John, he gets thrown on the sex offender list for paying for some punta?
Maybe. It doesn't specify. It just specifically states that prostitution can make you be on the sex registry.
So women, you're right. They are ignorant to think them people are all right.
Mm-hmm.
And the type I'm talking about is ones that are older going after kids. You know, we can debate the sex offender list like me. I don't think it's right for an 18-year-old to get thrown on a sex offender list because he pisses off the parents of a 16-year-old that he's been dating.
Yeah, that's kind of ignorant.
That I don't believe in.
That's ignorant, especially if he wasn't 18 when they started dating.
But then you got somebody that is an actual demon who went after kids that is like freaking, you know, 12, 13 years older going after, you know, like you got some of these teachers that are 25, 26 going after 14-year-olds. That's a little different, if you ask me.
Well, some people are just disgusting.
But to go over and say, hey, I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, I'm like, where'd that just go?
It's starting to piss me off.
I'm like, where did that just go? I'm like.
It is. It's starting to piss me off.
Sitting here just staring at you like, and I should get with the show?
Yeah, you should.
I should get with the program. You're the one spacing out over there.
Oh, wait a second here. Before we go on to some more serious stuff.
There's a spider on my pecker, whack it off. There's a spider on my pecker, whack it off. Don't beat it off, spank it off, whip it off, or blow it off. There's a spider on my pecker, whack it off.
Oh, you gotta love the stuff that comes on the madhouse, man. We gotta lighten the mood up there, right there.
Time to get out of bed. Time to put on the radio. Oh, you've already put it on.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR-DB Rockford.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about the women who fall in love with pedophiles and death row inmates. And it just, it makes me wonder what the hell goes on in a woman's mind. When they say we can't figure out a woman, they mean it. Women have the weirdest minds.
Women don't think clearly sometimes.
And I think that's what the case is. And I think you nailed it going back to women lose themselves. And they actually believe in the bullshit that's getting fed to them.
I mean, you could sit there even being locked up in prison and be, whether you're a registered sex offender, a murderer, it doesn't even matter. You get somebody writing you, you can be so not, like, you don't even have to tell them the truth on why you're in there.
You know what's funny about that? That is a hustle. It's a hustle.
I mean, that's a hustle for those that are inmates.
You can have the ugliest broad be riding you. And I've heard this from my kid because he's serving the time. The ugliest broad riding you, but you can get her to send you all kinds of money.
Commissary.
All you have to do is keep it going. It's a hustle for the inmates.
Yeah, it is.
But here on the other end, the women think that they're in love.
Of course they do, because, oh my God, look what he wrote me. And then I sent him $50 for his commissary.
I sent him $50 a week. He's my man.
This is my man. What's he in for? Murder. When's he getting out? 30 years.
So it kind of makes you wince.
It's like, what the hell? He's getting out in 30 years, maybe. He's got life.
And what's even worse is the woman, she don't even go out there and get her any.
No.
She stays celibate for him.
Not like she's going to get any.
And then when he gets out, she's coming over there, blah, blah, blah. Who the hell are you?
When he gets out. Well, what if he never gets out?
Well, there's them type too, but what if he does get out? And the dude just goes to her, here she is. She didn't have sex for 15 years or whatever it was. She was totally in love. And he says, well, who are you? Dude, talk about a slap in the face.
Or put me on your visitation list. I want to come visit you.
Oh, sorry. We can't visit this week. You know, the guy just keeps making excuses.
Lockdown. Every day it's a lockdown.
Yeah, it's lockdown every day.
Sorry. That's why you got to make sure you get somebody from out of state.
That just, you know what it is? It just shows you how lonely people can really get.
I think for the inmates, it's a game.
Oh, it's a hustle.
It's a total game. But for the women, I mean, they're gullible. But at the same time.
So you just admitted that women are gullible.
Yeah, they're gullible. Dude, some inmate starts writing me. I'd be like, dude, shut the hell up. No. No.
I like that you brought that up because then it don't seem like I'm the prick.
Some women are gullible. They're going to fall for the dumb shit. And I don't even, and that has to, that even includes those that aren't in jail and you just meeting up with some dude. You're going to fall for their crap. I got 3 cars, 2 motorcycles. Dude ain't got shit.
You should be sending, hey, man, I want proof.
Moped. That's all he's got.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, I got 2 motorcycles. Next thing you know, you see 2 Vespas. I'd be pissed if I was abroad.
I'd be like, what the hell is that?
What the hell was that? I would. I'd be pissed.
It's like, come on.
That just shows you how.
But some women fall for it, though. Whether they're in prison or they're not, it doesn't matter. People fall for other people's.
So
bullshit.
What do you think it is? Low self-esteem on the woman's part?
Normally. They're having no luck. So why not?
They're having no luck.
Yeah. Desperation because they want conversation with, you know, the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to just start writing letters and.
Desperation's a very good way of bringing that up.
I mean, that's what a lot of it probably is. Or they feel bad because this person's in prison, probably nobody writing them, or at least that's what they tell them.
Yeah, and then next thing you know, they got 50 broads writing them and shit, then $50.
And then they can't even keep them straight.
Right?
Don't write that to the wrong person.
You have to keep your envelopes, make sure the addresses make up.
Keep them separate so you know which woman you're writing back.
Exactly.
Don't.
Or you just
up.
Generalize it.
So everybody gets the same letter.
Everybody gets the same letter.
Then you can't screw it up.
You can't fuck it up then.
Just change who it goes to. So sad.
That would be that. You know what? Actually, that's a good way of doing it. Just copy each letter.
Just keep duplicating it.
I think that'd I'm be a funny
about,
scam.
I'm writing about 10 women. They all get the same letter.
So do you think that they deserve it, though, for being taken advantage of by an inmate?
Who, the women?
Yeah.
Deserve what?
Being taken advantage of because they were too stupid enough to do it.
Well, dude, don't fall for their shit. I mean, I don't know about you, but I ain't sending no inmate money. Nah. Nah.
Not happening.
And come on, women.
Kind of like buying love.
Women, there's Google out there.
Google.
You need to Google search whoever you're writing.
Well, yeah.
Then you'll find out what they're really in for. If you know the prison and you know the inmate's name, you can do an inmate search at that prison and find out what they did.
But I just shake my head sometimes.
People are that dumb, they wouldn't even look it up.
Hell no, man.
Oh, what do you mean? You're just in there for stealing cars. For life? Oh, my God.
You are really proving my point about women being dunces. You are. You're proving my point. Every day I say this stuff and I get yelled at, but now you're proving it.
You must have stole a lot of cars to be in there for life sentence.
Unbelievable sometimes. Now you have China Doll admitting in the female faults. And you think a female has faults? They lead with their, I guess you can say, their heart instead of their brain. It's kind of the opposite. Men
lead with their wieners.
Yeah.
With their peckers.
With their peckers.
Want to see my pecker?
Well, I don't see my pecker.
I can't believe you texted me that yesterday. Want to see my pecker? I'm like,
want to see my pecker?
I'm like, sure.
That's the new mascot for the morning madhouse, by the way. The chicken.
The chicken or the monkey?
Oh, you know what? I think they're both. They're in competition.
We gotta use them both.
Yeah,
we gotta use them both.
Yeah, they're in competition right now. What else does this article have to say?
Well, after prison, sex offenders face a whole new world of imprisonment.
You can already tell this is a liberal article.
Seriously. Sex offenders serve their sentence outside prison walls, too. Their life involves strict parole restrictions, spanning everything from occupation options to daily living arrangements.
Do you think that this article is sympathetic to these freaks?
I actually do.
How does that make you feel for somebody doing this?
I mean, if the first person, the first thing that they write in this thing is the fact that registered sex offenders are people too. They need love too. Ugh.
Who wrote this article?
It doesn't even say.
Let me see
if it says it at the bottom.
No, it would be at the top.
No,
who came out with the article? What's the site? I can't believe this.
The site is Mental Health and Addiction Wellness Center.
So this is actually...
And it's by an Andrew... Oh, there it is. It's up in the top right-hand corner. Andrew Green.
Andrew Green.
Out of New Jersey.
Oh, my God. That says a lot right there in New Jersey.
It actually gives his whole address and his phone number.
Oh.
I don't know if that number still exists, but and it's too early for you to call.
Give the number out so people can call and
we can't give it out. I don't know if this is still his number.
It's my fault.
A couple years old of an article.
Oh, it's probably not the same one. He probably got hit right after the article was put out.
Probably.
If they were normal people, that is so simple. Oh, I hate that. And that's mental wellness or whatever.
Yeah, mental health and wellness.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it talks about in 2000 in the mid 2000s, the California,
you freak
sex offender management board recommended paring down the state registry, noting among other statistics that the first time offenders and other persons whose names are not on the registry are responsible for 95% of the solved sex crimes.
Is that a bad thing?
No, I mean, but then why are they not on the registry?
That's what I'm talking about.
Responsible for 95% of the crimes that you
have
solved.
Then why the hell ain't they on this
list? Why aren't they on it, California? the hell?
There's a bunch of freaks out there. I'm telling you, they're not normal. There's
California is weird. It needs to fall off.
There's only a few normal people out in California.
Mikey.
Yeah, Mikey's normal. The Mikey. Other ones are freaks.
And Chino.
I don't know, man. That is so weird that they would say something like that, and they wonder why the rest of the country looks at them and want to pop them in the mouth.
Well, my question is then why in the hell's name, if 95% are committed by those that are not on the registry, why are they not added to that registry?
Because they feel sorry for them.
Because they just peeked in a window. It's fine.
Don't that make you mad when they worry more about the inmate than the people they hurt?
Yeah, and a lot of times that's what it ends up being. They're like more protective over the inmate and don't really care.
They
too
got
much
more
about
rights
the
than
family.
The victims.
Well, it's like even if you watch like court cases that have to do with anything, whether it's sex offender, murder, whatever, and you watch court cases, the way they defend the person that did the crime.
Oh, they unleash on the victims.
They make the victims or whatever feel like so little,
mm-hmm.
like they asked for it.
Well, that is a job of a
I get
defender.
It. And that's like, why? Why would you want to defend a sex offender?
I wouldn't. There'd be no damn way.
I want to actually, you know, what would be interesting.
That's like that Denny Crane out of Boston Legal when he found out what that one did. He shot him in the leg.
But you know what would be interesting? If we could find an attorney that represents sex offenders.
They'd never be able to come on here because I tear their asses
You'd
up.
You'd be like, what is wrong with you?
I tear their asses up.
Why do you represent them? But I mean, that would be highly entertaining of a show.
I don't know. Maybe you should.
I wouldn't even know where to begin. That's a Mikey thing.
Yeah, I'd freaking tear him a new asshole, man. You know, because I don't want to hear, well, everybody deserves a freaking.
Let's see what else. What's his name? What was his name? Andrew.
Andrew. You know what? I'd love to you have know, that cocksucker.
You know what
on
else he
show.
Said? What? You know what else he said? Most sex offenders just want a second chance. There are numerous stories of people who messed up, serve their sentences, and try to make things right. Yes.
How do you try to make things right?
They continue to live with the stigma.
Oh my God, you got a freaking liberal article. This article is disgusting.
People need, they pay for their sins. They shouldn't have to live with them forever.
Well, what about the victims? The victims are.
Well, yeah, 100%. The victims are going through therapy and they got to live with it forever. For what?
So if they screw a kid, they need a second chance.
Yeah, according to
that kid, ain't gonna get a second chance.
It's a second chance. I mean, you just officially,
New Jersey, you're becoming like California.
You just officially, you know, when it is a child and they, you know, a registered sex offender and a child harms them in any way, shape, or form, that child is no longer a child.
Mm-hmm.
That's how fast that child is automatically growing up. Because their childhood is officially gone.
Well, it is. Once you take, you know what? That's the problem with this world nowadays is they're taking away the innocence of a kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing. Kids can't be kids anymore because they always worrying about freaks. And they're being put on under a lot of pressure, especially with social media now.
Yeah.
So it's hard for them to be a kid.
I mean, how many people actually, before you moved into the town you lived in, or since you've been living in the town you live in, look up how many registered sex offenders are in your area?
A lot of people do that now.
I do. I look it up.
And you also look for those child predator ones. Those are the worst.
I look it up. Yeah. Like a
so
lot.
Do you think the list is good or no?
What's that? This list?
No. Do you think the
registered sex offender list? I agree with having it 110%. But like you said, you know,
there are incidents.
Yeah. Like when, you know, a girl, like you said, a girl that's 16, her boyfriend just turned 18. And we had sex. Daddy raped me. And it didn't happen.
Right.
It was consensual, but she like
she gets mad because he was moving on to the next one.
Yeah, like they're not dating anymore. So next thing you know, a dude's in cuffs.
I don't know. That'd be a very interesting conversation because I hear up in Canada, legal age is 16, where it's 18. See, we're looking at a lot of stuff through the
some people here say 17 because it's like on that cusp of being 18.
Right.
So sometimes 17 they consider.
Illinois is 17. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, let me look that up here.
He's like, let me check. Just in case.
I got to check this up. I got to get my back straight.
Just in case. You never know.
Let's see here. Keep going.
But it's, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I agree. Everyone deserves a second chance, but. And we're talking big old black juicy booty, okay? But.
It says, let's see here. 17 years old, Illinois is one of 8 states where the legal age of consent for sexual contact is 17. Let's see here. Can a 20-year-old date a 17-year-old in Illinois? The age is 17 years old. What that means is that anyone over the age of 17 can freely engage in sexual activity with a partner. But anyone under that age is deemed legally unable to give their consent.
So anyone under the age of 17 is considered not able.
Not able.
Makes sense.
Now.
And that you said yourself that we're only one of 8 states that consider 17 years old to be of able consent.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think that they got that?
Probably too many people getting put in the system.
Now, here's the confusing part.
What?
Here's the confusing part. It's 17 years old, but it rises to 18 if the person is in a position of authority over the younger.
Meaning
if it's a teacher
or a cop
or anything. Yeah. So it raises to 18 at that point.
So if it's a teacher, they got to be 18.
So if that's the case,
why is there a fucking exception if they're a teacher? Why can't
they're in power? They can really screw up a kid's mind.
Yeah, they can mess with their heads. I mean, look at all the crap teachers are doing.
Now let's go to California here. California.
Age of consent in California.
18 years old.
18.
So there's not a broad national consensus on this one. Mm-hmm. I think in Canada, it's 16.
Look it up.
Yeah, we got to look this up.
Here, look it up. You're already looking up the other ones. Look up Canada. Age of consent.
Well, it really makes a big difference in the way you look at stuff. Canada's age of consent is 16 years old.
But 16. See, their minds are still developing. I don't.
Come on, how much sex did you have at 16? I was out there in the wind with my pecker going.
How much sex did I have at 16? None.
Well, that's because you were a loser. But anyway, for us winners out there, we were all out there throwing our peckers around. Don't tell me you don't have the brain power. You to drive a car, can't you?
Yeah, hopefully.
It's still 16 in Illinois, right? The driver car.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
15 with a permit, 16 to get your license. But the permit, you have to have a licensed driver for over, a year or two?
And it says if you are 16 or 17, you have reached the age of consent for sexual activity.
In Canada.
As long as your partner is at least 14 years old. So they really lower it.
What the hell?
So, you know what it is? Canada is based on a European system. Europeans, they're actually a lot more evolved than us in the United States sometimes. They got very old traditions over in Europe. So, I guess it's a different kind of culture. Yes?
You think? 14.
Well, they have different ways of looking at stuff.
That is insane. 14. No.
I was out there fucking at 14.
I know you were. I wasn't.
You know, sometimes I wish, you know, we had those hardcore teachers like they have now. My God. And what's wrong with these guys that keep their freaking mouth? Shut up! Don't tell anybody that you're screwing the teacher. What's wrong with you?
Dumbass.
Use it to your advantage.
Get some A's.
Yeah, get some AIDS, man.
No, A's.
It is the same thing.
No, it's not.
Same thing.
Oh, my God. Where did that even come from? I said A's.
Now, Connecticut, the age of consent is 16. That's what Rich just put. So it depends where you're at.
I guess every state's different.
And I think there should be a national consensus, like Canada.
I think they should have it throughout the U.S. has to have the same age.
Yeah, because you're all confused here.
Yeah, because you're like, well, what state was it in? Oh, let's make sure that we're under the right age.
And let's admit it. Some women are just, you know what? They're vile. Some women.
Why?
Because, you know, here you are thinking you're boning an 18-year-old. Next thing you know, they have one of them fake IDs on the internet. So I wonder, is that your problem that they showed you a fake ID? Because a lot of people don't know how to read them things.
Dude, who the hell checks an ID before you have sex?
I would. I would. Well, yeah, let's see your ID, how old you are. You got to worry about that even in a bar now.
Yeah, but with the website that you can, and we all know the name of it. Well, maybe you don't, but I do. Where you can go buy an ID.
Well, that's what I mean. If a man sees a broad in a bar, automatically they're going to think, okay, she's old enough.
Yeah, she's 21. Here I've seen the bartender card her.
Here she is, 16, 17 years old.
Yeah.
Do you think the guy's at fault on that one?
Do I think they're at fault? No. I don't, to be honest with you, because of the fact that you're in a bar, they're drinking, you're watching the bartender serve them. Obviously, an ID was checked. Whether it was a real ID or a fake ID, if they're walking around with a fake ID, they're trying to put themselves as an older age as it is.
And you know what, Guardian Riders, I agree. I'm one of them guys, you know, that I wouldn't mess around with somebody 2 years younger than me. That's about it.
Older.
If you get younger than half for me, I have no interest in you.
Older. They have to be older.
Yeah, it's either older or no less than 2 years. But you have, you know, like Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, the like 80s dating somebody in their 20s. That is sick, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
No, honestly, you think that's sick?
What?
Them dating somebody in their 20s? That's like nasty.
That's gross. Why would you date somebody half your age?
That's what I never understood. That would make me feel weird and feel like an idiot.
Yeah, which means every time you make a comment, you want that 20-year-old blonde, it's never going to happen.
No, it's never going to happen because I would never do that.
It's just Hollywood saying it to say it.
Yeah, that's all it is a get. It's a skit.
But it's like, I think you would think as like a male or a female, you'd want to go with someone older.
Yeah, because they're on your level of intelligence.
Exactly. They're more on your level. You don't have to downsell yourself.
No. What kind of interesting conversation are you going to have with, say, a 20-year-old? If you're 80.
Or even if you're 40.
Or, yeah. What kind of interesting 40, conversation are you going to have?
What are you going to have in common with somebody that's like 24?
You know, I know you're trying to feel young again, but that's just nasty, if you ask me.
People just need to keep in mind, age is just a number.
Now you're saying age is just a number.
No, I'm talking about, okay, because I'm 50. Age is just a number. I may be 50 years old due to my birth date, but I can act younger. I could feel younger.
That don't mean you go grab a freaking 20-year-old.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, oh my God, that is not what I'm saying.
There's a spider on my pecker, whack it off. There's a spider on my pecker, whack it off. Don't beat it off, spank it off, whip it off, or blow it off. There's a spider on my pecker, whack it off.
That's one of our newest freaking mascots here on the Morning Madhouse right there. What should we call him? What should we name him?
His name is Harry.
That's Harry, huh?
That's Harry.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What a conversation we're having right now.
Wakey, wakey. Rise and shine.
Take a deep breath and relax. It's all going to be fine.
Wakey, 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 wakey.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford.
That intro reminds me on how I used to wake the kids up for school.
What? Wakey, wakey, wakey?
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
Yeah, China Doll made our kids.
Let's get ready to school. Come on. Yeah, Guardian Riders.
Go ahead, read it.
We have had cases where the boy and the girl have been dating for a few years. The boy turns 18 a few months ahead of the girl, and all of a sudden the parents get pissed and want to press charges. See, that irritates the hell out of me.
Well, that's one big thing that
especially if
me.
They've been together for a year or two.
Skeeter on my Peter. I like that one.
That's a song, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. You want me to send you that?
Skeeter on my Peter.
That's a song, too.
Unbelievable, man.
Mike Ball. Sex would be the topic of conversation between a 24-year-old and a 50-year-old. Yeah, that's pretty much all
they'd pretty
talk
much
about.
All you'll have.
That is like the only
There's topic. No intelligent conversation that's going to happen.
That's about it.
And I couldn't live like that.
I mean,
you got to look at it. How long's a relationship? It's all based on sex at that point, because how long is that 25-year-old going to want to stay with a freaking old person?
Well, if they have money, could be quite a while.
Well, money is one thing. You put money out of the picture, and I don't see it lasting 6 months to a year. So you better get your bang on within 6 months and a year.
And then call it a day.
And call it a day.
Call it quits. It's over.
You know, and what's worse is you see some of these older people impregnating these 20-year-olds. And it's like, dude, you're going to be 80 before you know it. Then you're going to have a freaking kid.
Well, I mean, come on. Look at Robert De Niro. He had a kid in his, what, 70s?
Yeah. What's the point?
Why? Why would you want to?
To look cool?
Your kid will be 20. You're going to be 90. That's nuts. No thanks.
Oh, my God. With an age difference like that, realistically, how much more often is it just friends with benefits?
No.
I can't even be friends with somebody young.
Well, you can be friends.
I'd be. No.
You could be friends. You just wouldn't be banging them.
No, I couldn't even do that, because what do they got in common with me? Nothing. So it's like, really? No way. That's just the way I am. You got to be older or my age to have any interest.
Well, what about someone that has like an old soul like Mikey? He's 29.
I'm talking 20, 21.
But he's 29. I could still so see him with some 6-year-old woman. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Steve knows a chick who we call the cougar, who is 50 banging a guy who is 24, and she wonders why he won't commit.
Yeah, because he's not gonna.
You really think that he wants to?
All
he's doing
he wants is to get banged.
That's it.
28. My bad, Mike. Jesus. Ballpark.
I don't know, man. This is a very interesting subject. There's a million different rat holes you can go through. And that, you know, we kind of focused on that part instead of women who fall in love with death row inmates. You just got to follow us on the madhouse.
We're weird.
We just go in every damn direction, especially me.
We're like all over the place. It's fine. Pass us around like a bunch of hookers. It's great. And I mean the show. Not us personally.
Yeah, China Dallas, she realized what she just said.
I'm like, shit, what the hell? That was wrong.
I just caught myself on that
I'm
one.
Like, oh, damn. I mean the show. Yeah, no. Not us. No.
Got a video premiering over on the other channel, 4 o'clock. You'll have a new one every Tuesday and Thursday over there. Members only on Wednesdays, and then Mike and me on Sundays. That is the order on the other show right now. Let me know what you think in the comment section about this one. Like I said, different rabbit holes big time on this one.
Yeah, totally different. It's I'm insane, telling you. Insane in the membrane.
We'll catch you tomorrow on, no, tomorrow's you.
Tomorrow's me, folks. It's just going to be me.
You should really focus on this subject and give your real thoughts without me interrupting.
No.
And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all major podcast platforms.